We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Yes, yes, here I am, Professor Buzzkill, with your quote or no quote for the week. In 1972, Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai was asked about the impact of the French Revolution. "Too early to say," he replied. Given that the French Revolution of 1789 had occurred nearly 200 years before, Zhou Enlai was expressing the long view of history in a very witty and Oscar Wildean way. News of this quote flew quickly around the chattering classes in the West, and it was soon used as evidence that the Chinese, and especially Chinese intellectuals and leaders, took the long view of things, that they were a patient civilization, and that when they thought about the future, it was hundreds of years distant. Alas, buzzkillers, it seems as if this was a case of mistranslation or misunderstanding the question. Prominent American diplomat Chaz Freeman was a translator during that trip, and he was there when Zhou Enlai made this statement. Along with Chinese records of the exchange seen by historians, Freeman has confirmed for us that Zhou Enlai did reply to a question about the French Revolution. The 1968 student uprising in Paris, that is, not the 1789 French Revolution. The civil unrest in France in 1968 started as a student protest, but quickly included industrial workers and more or less shut down the country for a few weeks during the summer. Calls for reform in government and society continued, and for many years the "which side were you on in 68" mattered in French and European politics. Zhou Enlai, therefore, was responding to a question about a 1968 protest that was still having effects a few years later. He was not taking a two centuries long view of European history, at least not when responding to that question. Buzzkill Institute researchers have yet to determine whether Zhou Enlai thought the French were living through interesting times, as the oft-repeated ancient Chinese curse has it, and whether there's anything Chinese about that curse. We'll have to wait for another show. Talk to you next week.